When gas prices went sky high last year, many car owners began looking for another way. For some, electricity was the answer. And as Christopher Conover reports, driving and recharging these vehicles in Tucson is getting easier.
The federal government wants to see 1 million electric vehicles on the road in 6 years. It's hard to say how close we are to that goal, because at the moment, nobody has firm numbers on how many electric cars are tooling around. Part of that is due to the fact that some electric car enthusiasts are doing home conversions, and the data on those doesn't exist. Figuring out how many electric vehicles are on the road may become a bit easier in the near future. That's because more models are becoming available. Chevy is set to release its electric car, the Volt, by the end of 2010. And Nissan is introducing the Leaf in just a few weeks. Tucson is one of the first cities in the nation to get a full rollout of the Nissan Leaf. But as Colleen Crowninshield with the Clean Cities Coalition explains, that means Southern Arizona will need some infrastructure.
We're looking right now at how many vehicles Nissan is going to commit to this area. We are a full launch market. And what that means is we're not a test market for them. We're most likely going to get about 500 vehicles. That would justify about 200 charging stations throughout the city of Tucson.
The first of those went in this week at the Bookman's on the corner of Grant and Campbell. If you know Bob Oldfather, the owner of Bookman's, the fact that he's having an old electric car charging station converted to the latest type of charger is not a surprise.
I've always liked the idea of electric cars and alternative fuels. In fact, I collect antique electric cars from the teens and the 20s, which were actually more popular than gas when they first came out, and most people don't even know that.
Eventually, chargers will be installed at all 6 Bookman's locations around the state, a job that Oldfather says is coming out of the store's bottom line.
We are underwriting the install. There are some tax credits and TEP credits and Phoenix? Can't think of the name of it, but there are credits. So there are credits from the electric companies, but we're underwriting the rest of the cost, and then we're paying for the electricity to charge the cars.
And the fact that Bookman's is footing the bill for the charging stations makes Colleen Crowninshield happy.
This is the first of what we hope to be many charging stations going around. Why this one is so important is because we're showing that business owners can do this just as easily as government can do it.
Watching the installation of the new charging station was Scott Henderson. He works for Bookman's and lives near Reed Park. He's been driving an electric car since 2000 and says after some initial getting used to, the electric car became a way of life.
Well, usually you plan your day a little differently. I drive a small golf cart, electric car. This isn't like an EV1. We had one of those, and that was just like a regular car. But with this one, the range changes from the summer to the winter. You know, the batteries are affected by the cold. I usually can get 30 to 40 miles on a charge, so I can do my whole day of running around within, we all live in our half-hour bubbles, you know. I can do all the running around I have to there. I've planned it out so that I have an extension cord with me and I can plug into a regular outlet. So it's not too hard to find charging if I need it, but I try to plan not to need it, you know, just to be self-sufficient.
Even though the installation of the new electric charging stations around town are tied to the arrival of Nissan's vehicles, Colleen Crowninshield says they're usable by all electric cars.
Any electric vehicle will be able to have an adapter that will be able to charge at these stations. And most people who own electric vehicles are really familiar with how to make that happen. Because if they've gone to the trouble of getting an electric vehicle, they've gone to the trouble of finding out how they're going to charge that vehicle. But they're vehicle agnostic. The federal government has stepped in and has said there will be guidelines to how these things are going to work. We want to make the vehicle agnostic for any new vehicles as well. So they have to abide by guidelines, as well as the infrastructure companies who have to abide by guidelines.
The new chargers cost about $9,000. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.